Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Oh man, happy Tuesday morning to you. This is your weekly wake-up call. My name is Greg DeMarco, recording this on Monday night, not driving this time, so hopefully you shouldn't have that same weird sound that you had with the car running last week, but I appreciate you for sticking that out and listening. This week's episode, you saw the title of it, and it changed a little bit, and I want to tell you the story about how it changed. First off, you know, this is The Daily Wrestle at gregdemarco.substack.com. Please share this with a friend. That's the big thing I want to get into next year. Just share with a friend. Get them to subscribe. It's totally free. Lots of good shit, and I really hope that you like it. If you don't like swearing, if I get enough people to complain about the swearing, maybe I'll try, but I just don't know. It's just hard. When you're trying to be authentic, which I am, it's hard to eliminate certain things. But quick story, and if I clear my throat or cough or even stop for a drink, it's because I just finished up CrossFit. I always record this up to CrossFit. If you don't know, go back and listen to the first two episodes, as this is the third one, and you'll see. But this week's episode changed, and I'll tell you the story about how it changed. So I was going to tell you this week that the message I was going to deliver was that you are in control of your situation, and then we were going to talk about that. Talk about how you're in control of your situation. Talk about what you can do to better your situation. And I realized as I was thinking about it, and I started thinking through it this morning, I was actually up in Flagstaff, which is about 2 hours north of Phoenix where I live, and was picking up breakfast. And that's when I started thinking about this and really mapping it out in my head. I'd already thought about the topic ahead of time, but I was mapping out what I wanted to talk about in my head. And I made a discovery, and I'm never afraid of being wrong, and I'm never afraid of changing course. I'm never afraid of anything like that. But I made a discovery as I was thinking about it, was that I was going to leave out a very key first step, the most important step in all of this, if I dove in with the topic, you are in control of your situation. And then it would have been not beneficial. It would have not been beneficial to most of the people listening to this. And that's not my goal. My goal is to provide you with some benefits. So, reversing course a little bit, I want to change that. And you've seen the topic and you've seen the description, so you know what I'm talking about here. Today's episode is that weekly wake-up call is for you to take control of your situation. That is the first step. You need to take control of your situation. Whatever that looks like, whatever that means, you have to take control of your situation. We're going to talk about some different ways that you need to do that on this week's weekly wake-up call. Real quick, go follow me on social media at ChairShotGreg, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all different. It's all worthwhile, I think, and hopefully you will too as we wrap up 2021, head into 2022. I'm not a big resolution guy. We're going to talk about that next week, but make them if you need to. Please do, and we'll talk about it next week. Here's what I mean by when I say take control of your situation. We're all in a situation. Every single one of us is in a situation. And a lot of times we believe that our situations happen to us, and we believe that we are powerless over that situation. I have felt that way. I have felt that way many a time before, and if you've read up things that I've written on social media, I talk about it every November for the past couple of years because it's been over 2 years ago now where I had suicidal thoughts. And I've talked openly about that because I believe that people can learn from it and benefit from it. And I don't want to hide that. I don't want to hide that from anybody because I overcame that and now I'm in a much better place. But what I want to talk about is taking control of your situation. And the first way I want to talk about that is mentally. Because that's what gives you the most power. And it's also what takes the most power away. If you let something control you mentally, you are then powerless over that something. So the first thing you have to do is regain control over whatever it is mentally. Know that you are in control of that situation. And what I mean by that is you control how it affects you, how it makes you feel. And if you can't do that, if you cannot control how your situation affects you, then you need to seek out outside help. Whether it's a friend, a confidant, or whether it's a professional.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family member, spouse, best friend, whatever you may need, okay? Even someone you just kind of know, but feel like they can offer you that good perspective, or a mental health professional, somebody who can actually help you work through those things. But before you can do anything, before you can solve any problem, you have to regain control of it mentally. All right, and that's going to affect you emotionally, spiritually. It will get into physically as well, but you have to regain control mentally. You have to make that decision to regain control mentally and then take the steps that you need. And you cannot move beyond that step until it's done. So like I said, get the help you need. Do whatever it takes to get that and move forward with it. That's step one. Then step two, once you have control over it, mentally, you've got to make a list, whether it's in your head, whether it's on paper. I would prefer to write it down, I can tell you that. But you have to make a list. What are all the things involved in this situation? What are they? All right, is it your housing situation? Is it your job? Whatever it may be, there's a litany of things that it could be. Find out what that is and take control of that as well. And what I mean by take control of it is figure out what it is. You know what it is. You acknowledge what it is. Then you can break it down and tackle it. Here's what I need to do. Here's what I need to do to fix my home situation. Here's what I need to do to fix my job. All right. And just figure out what those steps are. Maybe it's get a new job. Maybe it's, have a conversation with your boss. Whatever it is, take stock, take inventory of all the things involved in your situation. And then break those down. What's one thing I can do? Say there's five things in your situation. What is one thing I can do in each of those five things to make it better? What's the next thing? And while it's preferable to have an end in mind, sometimes it's not possible to have an end in mind. Sometimes you dive in head first into the pool and you don't even know how far you're going to have to swim because you can't even see it. It might be 100 meters. It might be 10 meters. It might be a mile. You have no idea. Now, I can't swim a mile, so I really hope it's not a mile. But you have no idea just how far you might have to go. And in some cases, that's good. Because in some cases, if you knew just how far you had to go, you may not even take the jump. That's what faith is. Okay, that's what blind faith is sometimes. Sometimes you got to go in with the faith in yourself that I can stick this through however long it takes, however hard it is, and I'm going to make it fucking happen. And that's where you got to dive in. And so that's why sometimes it's not beneficial to literally list out every little intricacy of all of your five major points of your situation. Because first of all, you may never get past that step and might never actually start fixing it. But Just come up with one thing for each element of your situation. Say it's five. I'm just going to use five as a number. One thing that I can do in the next couple of days. And make sure you're doing something about something every single day. All right, you can take a day off from working out. You can rest. You can take a day off from work. You can even escape from family, whatever. But you cannot take a day off from fixing these things. You just can't, because you're going to lose it. You're going to lose sight. You're going to lose momentum. You're going to lose all of that. So work towards it every day. Now, maybe you're not working towards all five things every day. Maybe you're only working towards one thing today. That's okay. You're not moving backwards if you're moving forwards. So continue to move forwards and work towards that one thing. And chip away and chip away and chip away. You know, in CrossFit, there's all different kinds of workouts. And there's one called a chipper. And what a chipper is you might have to do, just give you an example, 300 air squats, which are just squats with no weights, 200 sit-ups and 100 push-ups, okay? You might not do all of those at once. You might have to do 50 air squats and then another 50 and then 25 and 25 and break it up. And you're chipping away at that 300 number. But you keep going until you get there, until you get your 300 squats, your 200 sit-ups, and your 100 push-ups. You chip and you chip and you chip until you get there. And you don't stop and you don't quit. And that's what you might have to do with whatever your situation is. Chip away and chip away and chip away, and you don't stop and you don't quit. But you've got to mentally get it under control first and decide that you're in control of it. And if you cannot do that, get help before you try to move on. Because if you don't truly have mental control over it, it will continue to control you, and you will not be successful in this endeavor. Then take inventory of all of the elements of your situation, and then start taking steps towards improving every single one of those elements. And if you keep doing that and you never give up, you're going to get there. You might discover new elements. You might create new elements. New elements might appear that weren't even there before. But it's all on the road to your recovery, to your fixing, to you making this better. And it will work as long as you don't give up. Right? You've heard me say the slogan before. You see it on these articles. On these blog posts, you see it all over my social media. Not dead, can't quit. If I'm not dead, I cannot quit. I believed that long before I was ever diagnosed with leukemia, and I still believe it today. Not dead, can't quit. Keep chipping away. Again, take mental control over your situation, identify all the elements of your situation, and start to chip away at those one by one, by one, by one. It will fucking work. If you have thoughts, ideas, questions, concerns, hit the reply button. It will come right to me. Hit it up on social media. Drop a comment. Whatever you have to do, that's what this is all about. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you sharing. This has been your weekly wake-up call. My name is Greg DeMarco, and we will do this again next week. Now it's time to take my place in the sun.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.